I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but when my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and I want to impress our new lady friends, Tiffer and Mickey, we don't even have to take them to a restaurant. That's because we have an entire freezer stocked full of ButcherBox, and that includes high-quality meat and seafood that we can trust. It's so convenient. It's delivered right to our doorstep, and there's always free shipping. I mean, where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Tiffer and Mickey love it, and so will you. At least one of them is always around asking when the new ButcherBox is arriving. Sign up at butcherbox.com/mega and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/mega and use code MEGA to choose your free for a year offer plus $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis, and at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality Podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch.
We are here, Lord, we are here, and we're ready to podcast.
Hiya, I'm Hallie Labonte, and this is Mega, coming to you from Twin Hills Community Church, where every week we're giving our mega church a tiny family feel. We love to introduce you to members of our church staff and people from our community, and I always find it to be a treat and a treasure. And per usual, I'm joined by my co-host. He's the youth pastor for our high school ministry called Climax. Please welcome Gray Haas.
What's up? For Christ, Hallie, I'm so excited to be here, and I am so excited for our next guest.
Oh, feeling truly too blessed. Just like Jesus returned to Jerusalem on a donkey, our guest today returns on a riding John Deere. It's my pleasure to introduce our very favorite guest ever, Miss Janie Meyer. How you doing, Janie?
Oh, it is a delight to be back. I've got so much to report. Springtime on the church lawn, and things are popping. As you know, I do all the gardening and the mowing and the trimming.
That
the
is
spring
right.
Spring has sprung.
It is true, Janie. You are, I think you're the three timers club. You've been on the podcast three times.
Oh, well, you know, there's four seasons, so I'll see you one more time.
That's
we'll
right.
Have to cover the winter snow.
That is right. Well, let's go ahead and start in with the spring report. I am just absolutely blown away that you have planted daffodils across the entire front 14 acres of our property. And it, I mean, right now, it almost looks like Wizard of Oz or something when you drive up
that's
to
awesome.
The church.
You're coming along, you're coming, stop it, stop it, yep,
it's,
you know, it's from the Wizard of Oz, Gray.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know what? I hand planted each one of those, and there were many times when I fell to my knees and prayed to the Lord, what have I done?
Oh.
This is exhausting.
Oh.
Digging all those holes and putting every dang bulb into the ground by myself. You know, I can't trust my interns.
Yeah.
Gotta do it on my own.
Yeah, so you've started an intern program.
Yes, I have 6 little youth interns. They love plants and they have been, but you know, I can't give them the hard jobs. I got to do those myself.
Okay.
That's right. If you want something done well, you got to do it yourself. Now, do you worry that your interns are in their teenage years and they might be slipping off behind a big tree trunk together? Do you got to keep an eye on them?
Well, I actually tie them to my belt with, you know how you have toddlers on leashes?
That's right.
I have them all on a rope. So they just kind of, you know, Spider-Man out away from me. They do the watering, whatever, but I have eyes on all of them. If they go to pull behind a tree, they're taking me with them.
That makes sense because when I did see them following along behind you, at first I thought it was the prison ministry, maybe that we had a chain gang out there helping you, but they seemed a bit too young for prison. But, you know, I did see them on the leashes or chains or whatever you have them on. That's a great idea.
Thank you very much. It was my own idea. I thought, you know what, chicken butt, I got to keep an eye on them just to make sure they don't over or underwater and make out, you know, things like that.
Yeah. Speaking of chain gangs, have you ever been to prison, Janie?
No, I've never attended a prison. I have as a visitor. You know, my husband, Oscar, got into some trouble with gambling in the 70s. And so I had to go there and I had to pick up the little receiver and say, you know, how are you? Everything okay? Are they feeding you well? It was very interesting. You meet a lot of people in those prisons that they've been through a lot.
That's right. But prison is a good place for people to get saved. You know, there's lots of chaplains in there. We got Bibles and such, you know.
I mean, so Janie, I think the last time we checked in with you, you were doing... I wouldn't call it rap, I guess. I would call it more of a patter, sort of spoken word, tone poem type thing. But is that awesome. Is that how you're still keeping your focus and just staying busy out there when you're on your hands and knees planting all these bulbs? Are you still doing a bit of your what some would call music, some wouldn't?
Well, yes, of course. I am doing my spoken word to the plants and still trying to beat that. That rapper out of Michigan, and he's in the Guinness Book. I want to be in the Guinness Book, so of course I am still doing it. And that, you know, what keeps you company at the end of the day when you're planting rows of daffodils alone?
Right.
Your own thoughts.
Yep.
And how but better to have your thoughts than in the form of rhyme?
Yes. And awesome. So, I mean, you've had months, I guess, of practice at this point, you've really been out there for hours and hours practicing, so I can only assume you've gotten very fast and very good.
Well, it seems like you're angling for a sample, so I'll just give you a taste. That was over 2,000 words.
Okay, I did hear daffodils, I think, in there.
Wow.
What's the rhyme part?
I used to work at a mill.
Okay.
Oh.
Planting a daffodil. I mean, I can't break it down for you. We'll be here for hours. I said it was over 2,000 words. I mean, I basically told you my entire life story.
Wow.
From my upbringing, my marriage to Oscar, my daughters, the daffodils, my rope idea. All of that was just in the rhyme I just did for you.
Wow, that is so
rope idea.
Oh, the rope idea where you tie the interns to a rope.
That is...
Yeah, listen, I'll slow it down for you. I'm gonna tie it right to my belt and then their feelings are gonna be felt. You see what I did there? I slowed it down for you. But in real time, it's like, I'm gonna tie you to my belt and your feelings will be felt. You see what I mean?
Yeah, I think we do. And thank you so much for giving us a bit of that. That is really, really excellent.
I think you could beat Lin-Manuel Miranda on rapping fast. And we should set up a rap battle.
Lin,
you know who I'm talking about.
No,
the Hamilton guy.
Oh. Yes, Rindo Lin-Mantendo. I know him. He's good. He won a Tony. Won a couple Tonys.
That sounds like a Star Wars character.
You could beat him, Janie, and I'm not kidding you. We should set it up, and it could be a real win for Christ.
Oh, that would be fun. I'd love to battle Lin-Manuel at any time if he's available to have him over to the church just to see what I planted.
Wow.
I did once make a bush in the shape of Alexander Hamilton. Remember that?
That's right. That was good. That was a beautiful one. For a while, I thought it was Steve in a long petticoat type of coat, but that was Alexander Hamilton, the president of the United States.
I did all the presidents.
Oh, you did? Okay, those were the, you did all the presidents as Bushes. You know, it is kind of hard to tell the difference between presidents sometimes to me, especially because I'm from Australia, but also when they're in Bush form, because there are a lot of kind of similar looking presidents, aren't there?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it really, sometimes I do wonder if this is just for my own amusement, that people just wander the grounds appreciating the beauty of it all, but not seeing my hidden messages. I mean, I've done the presidents. I had a Little House on the Prairie. I did Saved by the Bell. The most hilarious Zach Morris. It was, you know, but again, who knows? Is it just in my mind? Perhaps.
And I guess sometimes I just look at them and do think like, oh, they're all kind of human-shaped Bushes, but oh, that was a Saved by the Bell. Okay. I guess, was Mario Lopez the cactus?
Of course, because he had that big, big hair.
Oh, he's got
it. Yes, you got
great
it.
Head of hair. Where is Zach Morris anymore? He was a wholesome actor. I liked him a lot.
Yes, where is that Zach Morris? And even better, what's his real name?
That's true.
We'll never know. How are we going to find something like that?
I know that girl Jessie from that program. She was a sweet little high school girl in Saved by the Bell. And then she ended up in a stripping movie where
That's
she took
right.
all her clothes off. And
That's
I think
right.
it grieves the heart of God.
That's right. Watch, I go from Jessie Spano, the brains,
oh.
to a stripper movie, the body.
Wow.
What's
Covering
left?
All ends of the spectrum.
Do you ever think about retiring, Janie? Is that something? Because, you know, as one of the oldest members of our church staff, you know, I did hear, I heard this year, and I don't know if this is true, but that there would sort of be an encouraged retirement for anybody that was over the age of 70 and still on staff. Has that come up at all?
I will never retire.
Awesome.
This is my personality,
awesome.
And it's my life. What am I going to do? Retire, stay home with Oscar, watching college basketball? No way. I'd rather sit out there planting tulips until I decompose into the earth and that lawn swallows me whole.
Awesome. That is awesome. Now, is Oscar doing any better
yeah,
in his walk
he?
With Christ? I know he had not been coming to church
well,
anymore.
He's not walking well, is he? Because I think he had terrible gout.
Oh, yes. His legs are a disaster. They look like two burning bushes, if you know what
oh.
I mean. But no, he's not walking with Christ. He's more so standing with his arms folded back to back with Christ,
oh.
like a boxing poster, but it's okay.
Oh,
well, like he wants to fight Christ.
Well, I think he just wants to fight. He just wants to fight against the chance for redemption, really. It's so contrary. You know, he just doesn't want to do it because I want him to do it. That's probably it. He probably attends a different church and I don't even know it and he doesn't tell me. He says he's going to get some bologna and he probably goes to church and does a tithing dance.
Yeah. What is it about Oscar that has him so sort of obstinate against the idea of coming to church?
Well, I think it started with that arrest in the 70s.
Yeah. Oh.
There is no God, he said when I picked him up from the jailhouse. There is no God. I said, you're the one who was playing a card game in an illegal card room, not Jesus
what,
Christ.
Why do you think he got lost so much faith? How long was he in for?
Yeah. Did he drop the soap?
Well, probably. He's always had shaky hands.
Oh, and soap is so slippery.
It's slippery.
I do it myself.
I know.
I'm trying to suds yeah. up my loofah.
Well, you know, I tied my soap around a rope, just like I do with those kids. And in fact, I was at a store once and I saw a box that said soap on a rope. I said, God bless America, someone stole my idea.
Oh, yeah, you could sue him for copyright.
That's what I'm thinking. Registered trademark.
Yeah.
I noticed a lot of these sort of rope systems that you've got
yeah.
going on. You've got, you know, your soap on a rope and then you've got obviously
Pins
your intern.
On a rope.
Yeah, but then what's with, so, you know, you also got your keys there on a rope as well as a purse on a rope.
And your belt looks like that's a cool rope going through your belt loops.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Well, look at my earrings.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
They're attached around the back of my neck. This one, and then it goes around, and then it attaches. That way, if a earring falls out while I'm on the mower, the other ear will catch it.
That is awesome. That's like when you put mittens on a rope through your shirt sleeves, or through your coat sleeves.
Exactly.
Which I know you also do.
Well, registered trademark. Sure did it. Can't never quit it.
When you listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone, the comedy podcast, you get a belly full of laughs and a head full of real information. Our gallimaufry of expert guests answer questions on stuff adults need to know. I have mold in my dwelling. What do I do? What's gerrymandering? What happens chemically when I fall in love? How do I handle a parent-teacher conference? What are microbes? Listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone. Solve problems, get laughs.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin Alhassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
Ascertain?
Yes.
Okay. Ascertain.
Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why'd you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinefo.
Wherever you get podcasts.
You bouncing around on that John Deere out there. How fast does she go? You get her upwards of what, 55 or what?
Oh, my Lord, I once pushed pedal to the metal and we hit 30. We hit 30.
Wow. But you really start bouncing around. I think that might be good for your health, because when you shake your body that hard for that many hours a day, I think it really keeps you fit.
Yes, my doctor, Dr. Crisp, he told me that my blood is shaken.
Oh.
And I said, what does that mean? He said, it seems to me that your blood is flowing more so than anyone of your advanced age.
Really?
I said, I gotta chuck it up to the mower.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that you see Dr. Crisp. I go to him as well. He's working on my varicose vein.
Oh, great. Yes, that you just have the one, right? You showed it to
just
me
the one, but it goes from hip to toe.
Oh, like my earrings go from ear to
that's
ear.
That's right.
Yeah, Dr. Crisp is the bomb.com. I love him. He has just helped me so much. He's even given me those, you know, pills to keep my mood nice and even.
Is that right? Maybe I'll ask him about that. Do you ever feel uncomfortable how handsome he is? I'm like, well, I'm about to show you, you know, a hemorrhoid, and I'm a little distressed. He's so handsome, you know?
He is chiseled like a statue made by a chisel.
Oh,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? Yeah, that's how I always describe him. Yeah, and he does so much. He does inside your brain, your body, your butt, your legs, you know. He takes your blood. He's a jack of all trades who looks like you take a chisel and you take a hammer and you're like, chisel, chisel, yeah. Chisel. He's like that, you know.
And are we talking about Dr. Darren Crisp? DDS? He's a dentist.
Yes, of course. He'll do it all. Yeah, Dr. Darren Crisp.
Absolutely. He's a one-stop shop.
Really?
Yeah.
He actually got rid of a planter's wart for me on the bottom of my foot.
Oh, those are insidious. They have a seed. That's interesting. They have a seed, and they knew you were a gardener.
Yes.
They planted themselves in you.
Haley, that is so... Have you ever written a book of your thoughts? Because every time I listen to you, your thoughts are like the best. I feel like you could have a book. I'd buy it on Amazon.
Oh.com. Well, I'll think about it.
Hallie,
thanks, Janie.
Hallie, you did. You were doing your blog for a while. How's that going?
I'm still working on my blog. It might be interesting. You know, my blog could just become a book.
Just say blog, Hallie. It's just...
That's what I'm saying, my blog.
Now, what is a blog?
It's basically just like a letter that you're writing to no one, but I guess it's online.
What is online?
Oh, do you not get online?
It's like keeping a diary online.
Is fascinating. Have you never been on the internet, Janie?
Internet.
Oh, boy. So... This is actually, this might be really challenging, Hallie, because I don't think I've ever had to explain what the internet is to somebody who's never used it.
How do you even explain the internet?
That's maybe in a garden metaphor.
Oh, please, now you're talking.
So do you know how, I guess, and I've only heard this, that trees in a group, well, sometimes their roots will grow together?
Beautiful.
So I guess this would be the equivalent of like, you write a message and you put it into the knot hole of one of the trees, and somehow it passes that message through the roots of the trees to the other trees. But the way that we do that is through computers. Now, do you know what a computer is?
Oh, yes, I've got a computer.
Oh, then you should have the
internet. I barely know how to turn it on, and I use it occasionally to play a game called Tetris.
Okay, ooh. That might be a Nintendo.
I always feel like I'm doing Tetris when I get to bag my own groceries. I like it when they got a boy there to do it, but, you know, when I get a chance to bag my own groceries, I think it's fun to try to get it just right. You know, the soft stuff on the top, the box stuff on the bottom. It's fun. It's like a game.
It's like a little game. I've done it. I've said to you know what, chicken, but I will bag my own groceries today. And there'll be a crowd of those kids waiting around to do it. I'll say, hang on a second. And then I just start going, I'm not going to start to put the eggs. And then I'm going to put the cheese. And I'm going to put the cloth bag.
Okay. Awesome. And I think that was some of the rhyming again.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah. And I noticed you have a bag on a rope there, too.
Yes, of course. I'm not going to lose this one. It costs 99 cents. Well, you know, they have you buy these cloth bags, but then when you lose them, what have you gained? So I just kind of keep the bag tied to me. I can't, you know, I think this rope system is really working out for me. I haven't lost anything.
That's cool. That is so cool. You could even have like a rope. You could start making rope itself out in one of the pole barns on our campus. You know, you could be a rope maker.
You know, I thought about that because I did work for a time at a Renaissance festival.
Awesome. Did you really?
Wow.
What was your job there?
I was a Princess Brunhilde Bratislava of Bulgaria in the Bulgarian feast. And I also did some fire breathing, and I did some rope braiding, and I also braided all the horses' tails and manes.
Really?
Wow.
I did not know.
I can put a ribbon in anything. You give me some hair and a ribbon, and I will make you look like a princess on a parade.
Oh, and did you do that with Oscar?
This is pre-Oscar.
Really?
This is pre-Oscar. This is when I was a single girl, a little bit after my stint on vaudeville, you might remember.
I know, from vaudeville to Renaissance.
Vaudeville to Renaissance.
Wow.
There, to lawn care.
Yes. To lawn care. What a ride. Yes, this is before I met Oscar. I actually had a paramour at the Renaissance Festival.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I had a paramour during that sweet, sweet summer at the Renaissance Festival. He was the blacksmith.
Well, forgive me if this is too personal a question, Janie, but what's a paramour?
Well, he was my summer boyfriend. It was just a brief tryst. Nothing really major ever happened. We kissed out by the turkey leg stand, and that was about it. But, oh, he was so handsome. I wonder whatever happened to
him. What was his name?
His name was Gary Treasty.
Oh, wow. A summer tryst
Gary
with
Treasty.
Gary Treasty.
Gary Treasty, wow. At the turkey feast.
A Treasty with Treasty. Wow. that was good. Now say it real fast and add about 800 more words and you'll be up to where I am.
Wow,
that's really, I mean, isn't it nice to know, Hallie, that even at Janie's, you know, advanced age, she can still remember things. She can just still remember things, I guess is my point there.
Yeah, I mean, early 70s, but I would say you have the spirit of a 19-year-old, Janie. That's how I experience you.
Well, you know how I keep my mind fresh? A, I get out on the lawn and I do my job. B, I Wordle. Every morning I do my Wordle. But I don't use any devices to do it. I make my own puzzles because I'm not adept at using my phone. So I just make my own puzzles.
I have to back up. So if you've played Wordle... If you have played Wordle, haven't you somehow you've had some experience of internet?
Well, my daughter showed me the game Wordle on her telephone.
Okay.
And I said, that looks like fun. She said, Mom, you can have it on your phone. She tried to show me. I got frustrated. So every morning I get up, I take a bunch of letters, I cut them out of a cardboard, I mix them all around on the table, and then I just make words.
Awesome.
That's how I play Wordle.
Okay, how do you know you're right? I mean, like, how do you know what words you're trying to guess, I guess, is my question.
I don't understand what you don't understand about
this.
She's
making words.
I get a bunch of letters, I cut them out of cardboard, I mix them all around, and as soon as I make a word, I've done it.
Okay.
That is
so you just spell five-letter words. I wouldn't say that's necessary.
Do you need me to draw you a diagram, Gray? Yes, I spell five-letter words. I have all the letters of the alphabet. They're all turned over. I flip them over until I get a word.
Awesome.
Oh, so it's kind of like a random... It's like you're just flipping over letters until a word appears.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You should come over sometime and Wordle with me. It's very fun.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis, and at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the medical medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Other tips about how to age with grace through the 60s and 70s?
Well, yes, Dr. Crisp reminds me to drink my water, and he reminds me to eat my plums.
Oh,
he said plums are brain food.
That's right.
I just I've never gotten this much advice from my dentist. It's really amazing.
Well, he does it all.
You know, he not only works on your teeth, he actually got my hair and nails to grow better by giving me a supplement.
Awesome. I was going to compliment your hair. It is looking real big today, and I like it a lot.
Well, that's actually, I had a bit of an accident this morning on the lawn.
Oh, no, what?
Well, I was using the weed whacker to do what its namesake might indicate, and I reeled my hands back, and it caught my hair, and it really put me in a wind tunnel kind of situation, and I started turning in circles, the ropes, the kids, everyone piled on top of me. It was a big mess, and, you know, I'm not sure I'll ever be able to get a comb through it again. It's pretty matted back there.
Wow. And you got covered in a pile of teens first thing in the
covered
morning?
Covered in a pile of teens. It's like the smell of cologne and vape.
Oh, yeah. These kids are stunting their growth with those vape things. They think it tastes like bubble gum and whatnot. And I say it's killing you.
I know. It looks like you're sucking on a box.
That's right. I don't understand what the heck they're doing. Now, how are your daughters doing, Janie?
Oh, they're fine. Everyone's great. You know how it goes. I'm trying to get them to come out for the, you know, post-Easter dinner. I like to not do Easter dinner. I like to call it post. Because my daughters all have their own families they got to cook Easter dinner for. So I called them up. I said, let's have a post-dinner. So we're doing that on Sunday.
Awesome. Now, that's awesome. Do you always do a ham on Easter, Janie? Or do you have your own tradition?
I like to enjoy a ham and cheese.
Oh. Sandwich.
Yeah, we do sandwiches.
It doesn't get better than a ham and cheese. What more do you want? Bread? Good. Cheese? Good. Ham? Excellent.
Ham? Good. Excellent. Yes. Toast it. Put it in the oven and keep it warm. Ooh. Ham and cheese.
Yeah. Yep, put it in the press and call it a panini. Ham and cheese. Ham and cheese.
Oh, that is fun.
And that's and is that Whoa. So it sounds like it would be maybe more of an Easter lunch. I'm just kind of putting that out there.
We do it at 6 o'clock. That's what makes it dinner.
Oh.
If I give you eggs at 6 p.m., we're having eggs for dinner, Gray. We're not having eggs for breakfast.
Oh.
It's always fascinating. I'm just always fascinated by you, Janie. I mean, thinking about this Renaissance thing, too, what was the actual performance that you were doing as the, what was her name?
Princess Brunhilde Bratislava of Bulgaria.
Bulgaria.
It was a role. It was a role. It was a part to play. I was never that vulgar in real life.
I see. So she was from a place that was very vulgar.
Yeah, she just ate like a glutton, and she spit food out of her mouth, and she was just, you know, she was my deeper base person. You know, she was like who I'd be if I was like a cave woman.
Oh, yes, wow. If you listen to the devil on your shoulder instead of the angel.
That's right. That's what those Renaissance fairs are. They're for all about prancing around and fire eating and just giving in to those dangerous emotions.
I just always thought it was a place for people to not get beat up.
Well, also that. Yes, of course.
Do you think it's okay for the men who are going to these Renaissance fairs to be wearing lace and stuff like that? What's going on?
A lot of them wear kilts, Hallie.
Right.
Yeah, leather kilts.
Oh, leather? Whoa.
See, I think kilts can be really cool, and I think it's really... I actually got something called a utilikilt, and it's a utility kilt, you know, that I can put my tools and things on. But then, you know, and I don't know if I've mentioned it before, but my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and I, you know, we got both of these kilts, and then, you know, he brought up the fact that, you know, it might be confused as a skirt. And I was like, no, a kilt is completely different than a skirt, isn't it?
Well, no, not necessarily. They look very similar.
Well, they look similar, but one's called a kilt and one's called a skirt.
But, like, there's no in the middle part sewn up to hold your bits
well,
in.
Loose bits. There is a protective, you know, because you have to have some protective support because in case you're using power tools with it.
I'd be careful if I were you, Gray. You don't want to have what happened to me with my weed whacker happen to you with a saw or something. Take you out.
Well, yikes. I don't think that's going to happen because I wax everywhere.
So hold on a second. You and your buddy, you just wear these utilikilts. Do you ever build anything or is this just like a...
Well, yes, we build stuff.
And walk around with a hammer dangling against your butt hacks.
No, we're building stuff. Clay and I have a plan for the summer. We're going to build a nice gazebo.
Oh.
Oh. Will that be on the ground?
Oh, no, that's going to be on our back. I mean, his backyard.
Uh-huh. Oh. Okay. Wow. A gazebo is an interesting option, Janie. What if we put in a gazebo? We could have, you know, wholesome things like what happened in... I am 16.
Going on 17.
What is that?
It's from the musical Sound of Music.
Yes, there was a 16-year-old going on 17 with a Nazi. And it was a wholesome movie. He was a conflicted Nazi, I think. But we were supposed to... I don't know what side Christians are on Nazis at this point. So I'm just gonna press pause on that and get back to you.
Janie Meyer was played by the absolutely fabulous Jamie Moyer. Follow her at Jam Detroit and just know that she's the best. Ugh, we love you, Jamie.
I'm Holly Laurent playing Hallie Labonte, and Gray Haas was played by Greg Hess. Follow us and Mega the Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you really want to get out of hell free card, support us on Patreon. The link is in the show notes.